Today's lesson, the butterfly. A few pointers before we get started. Pointer number one, try to practice low or over a bed. That way, if the ball happens to fly away, it's a lot easier to get. Pointer number two, try to practice with both hands, as it's important that you're as good with your opposite hand as you are with your regular hand. Number three, don't skip steps. Always practice step one, then step two, and go to step three. If you're on step three, make sure to practice one and two, just as a warm-up. It'll make you a much better contact juggler. Number four, different terms that I'm going to use. This, back of your hand. This, I call it the front of your hand. Some people call it the palm. Sometimes I mix the two of them together, so don't get confused. Front of the hand, or palm, back of the hand. Pointer number five, make sure to catch the ball with control. I know that sounds weird when you're first starting because just catching the ball is going to be important. But as time goes on, you'll understand what I mean. Don't bat the ball around. Catch the ball, stop the ball, start again. Today's ball, a lacrosse ball. It's 2.5 inches in diameter, and it's what I recommend for beginners to start with. Told you what ball, gave you some pointers. Let's get going with the lesson. Now, take your hand and depress your middle finger. This will create a trough for the ball to sit in. First step of contact juggling, after you have your trough, is to throw and catch.
On the back of your hand.
Throw it about eye height. Now, put the ball down. We're going to do a belly dancing exercise to loosen your arms and get them ready for the next step. Put both arms in front of you as though you were a genie about to grant a wish. Now, imagine that a string is attached to the ceiling to your wrist, and it's going to pull your arm up and out of the way. And then as it comes back in, your other wrist will be pulled up and out of the way. And when they come together, both arms will go out and come back in. Do this for a few minutes to loosen and limber your arms and prepare for the next step. Step two, throw and catch in a plane. Grab your ball again, put it on the back of your hand. Now imagine a brick wall in front of you. That's what I'm talking about by a plane, not actually an airplane. You're going to throw and catch the ball in that imaginary plane. Step three, roll, throw, catch. The ball will be rolled off the back of your hand, thrown into the air, and then caught on the front of your hand. Then it will be rolled off the front of your hand, thrown in the air, and caught on the back of your hand. Without the assistance of my other hand, it looks a little bit like this. Now eventually, the roll, throw, catch works its way down to a smooth roll. Step four is the back-to-back transfer. And you want to start the back-to-back transfer the day that you start throwing the catch on the back of the hand. It's going to take you about as long to get back-to-back transfer down as it is to get the nice smooth roll, so that when you have the smooth roll, you have the back-to-back transfer ready for it, you'll have the full butterfly ready to go. Back-to-back transfer. Now, place the ball on the back of your hand, take your other hand, and put it in front. Two reasons you want to put it in front. The first reason is room to maneuver. If you were to put your hand behind, you'd run into your body, and you wouldn't have room to maneuver. In front, you have a large space with which to maneuver. Second reason is, if you put your hand behind and the ball transfers, when you bring your hand up, you lose sight of the ball for a split second. It's important that you don't do that. The reason is that it'll break the illusion and the audience won't be as mystified. So, take the ball, back of your hand, take your other hand, and put it in front. Now, you're going to roll the ball from one trough to the other with your hand in between. Now, this is going to take some practice. That's why it's important that you start the day that you start throwing the catch on the back of the hand. With a smooth roll in both hands and the back-to-back transfer, we have the full butterfly. It looks something like this.
Now for the bonus trick, you're going to have to learn one more transfer. It's called the front-front transfer, and it's not nearly as hard as the back-to-back, so let's get started. Take the ball and put it on the front of your hand. Put your other hand in front. Boom, boom, done. That's the front-to-front transfer. I do mine like this. You can also do it like this. It's a style issue. Doesn't take long to learn, but when you combine it with the front-to-front transfer with the back-to-back transfer, you get a trick that I like to call around the world. Hope you have a great day.